This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
And right there in the middle of a beautiful song by Stimela is where we come in. They say a song tells a story, but sometimes so does a legend have his own story to tell. And this morning on
Legacy Until Noon with Vanessa Marawa,
I have our very own legend in the studio to tell his own story. 21 minutes past 10. It is Vuma 103 Adult Radio for the young at heart. This is Till Noon. Ngikabalamu Vanessa Marawa and Anginyetwa Namhlanje. A little bit intimidated, really, to be quite honest. Ngoba kuhleli I broadcasting legend phambi kwami namhlanje kuseni. And like I said, I didn't have to. Sometimes you tend to look far. Ufuna izinto kude nawe. Le kude. Le uyagijima weqa intaba. Hey, ugijima udlule kanti inti phambi kwakho. And our very own La Ivuma 103, Mr. Vusi Letswalo. Good morning and welcome to Till Noon.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be here on the show. Till Noon.
Yes, yeah, it's weird to see you in the morning.
I hope I will stay until noon.
No, till 11, Mrs. Yanza.
So you're going to have to change the name of the show then.
Yeah, no, so here's the thing, Mr. Letswalo, is that as soon as I posted that you're going to be part of the show today, a lot of people were like, oh, obvious, so obvious, you know. And we started Legacy quite a while ago, and you've been right under our noses the whole time. The history of you servicing our ears for so many years, the musical doctor, and all the beautiful names that you have accumulated over time. By the way, Vusi, trying to research him is like trying to pull teeth. So it's like, okay, upam guami. You started out in radio at a time when it really wasn't the thing. There were legends then, Sample Kansas, you know, the older generation. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really, people just almost took it for granted that you would be at work. They didn't realize what you had probably gone through your own set of challenges to get there. How old were you when you started?
I don't... And how old are you when you started?
How old were you when you started? Being a young challenger.
To be very honest with you, I actually do not remember. But one thing that I remember, but that I was below 30.
Okay.
I'm climbing now 23, 22 lap. So that's how long ago.
And what kala kanjani? Was it something that you always thought, look, I think I can do this? Or it was a matter of, well, swellies and tozo zenza that week? Or how did it start?
My story is a very interesting story. I've never told it to quite a lot of people. Quite a few people have, you know, I have told the story to. Yeah. Now you're taking me back to where it all began. As usual, you're getting kala kai. So aqala nje ngoba bomunchina abantu abafana no Kansas kanjena yibona ke abantu bangiqhuquzela ukuthi ay no ngathi nami ngiyathanda ukuthi one day ngibe umsakazi njengaye. So he was an inspiration, and then I've always had this inspiration and this love for radio from that time. And then you know, I kept on bugging lapha ekhaya ukuthi ngifuna ukuba umsakazi one day. My mother did not really, you know, take kindly to that one. Buying a tattoo just did us. But I wanted to take this thing to that level. And so what I did. This is where it begins.
Okay.
Ahamba ke kaya. Abanye abantu babethi ke wabaleka.
Uh-oh. Okay. On that level. Uh-huh. So ahamba.
Ngahamba ke ekhaya. I ended up South Coast. La eMgababa.
Go go ekhaya.
Ekhaya kwakusase Pimbili.
Okay. Waza la eMgababa.
Ngeza la eMgababa. Ngahlala kabani ke Gasibiya.
Okay.
That's where I met Olinda Sibiya. Ngangihlala kabhuti wakhe uDennis Sibiya. May his soul rest in peace. That's where it all began. And then I got this call from the leading commercial radio station in the country to work for them. This was 3 years later after I've been here eMgababa.
And
they knew a friend of mine who actually lived in the town, And what are these pathways? Then one dots and bam. Like the reason why I left home because this is what I am pursuing. Mm. I want to be on the radio. And ekhaya by understanding that ukuthi ngifuna ukuba umsakazi. So that's how it all began. And until I got that phone call from the station, then I left to go and do the recording at the station. It was an audition at the time. And then I got the opportunity to be on the radio. This is where it also gets interesting. It was 12 midday, straight from Mgababa, to be on a national commercial radio station at 12 midday.
Wow.
And so I worked with him for about a week. I used to do the show from 12, just up until 1 o'clock. Then he would let me go. Then I would come back the next day. And that happened for about a week. And that's what happened. And then I got a show of my own, which was later on, I think maybe after about a year. Then I worked 12 midday until 3 in the afternoon. For the longest time ever, and no one, even today, on that particular radio station has ever worked that long, longer than I have been, between 12 and 3 p.m.
You owned that time slot.
I know. I owned it.
You owned it.
Yeah. I get kofuti je wonke je in South Africa. Oh, it's a benza je 12 to 3, longer than I have been on a commercial radio station.
I love it that you can own that for yourself. And so, asibele muva ngane glendaba ongqoqela yona ukuthi ekhaya babe ngathandi sisi mangibeka politely ukuthi ungene
emphakazweni.
But what did mom want?
Yeah.
Because we all know that our parents have dreams for us because they know what you're good at. You know, like my mom was like, yeah, maths, you should be, don't. And I was like, sorry, sayang apa. But
yeah.
Was there something particular that mom was like, vusi? Yes, when I'm on a cool ngaba right when the land.
Yeah, talk about dreams. I think maybe because I went to one of the best schools in the country. I'm not shy to tell you this, that I went to Inkamana High School.
Mm.
And I can coach a number of people who have actually gone through Inkamana. And one of them is myself. The list goes on. Most of the people that actually went to that particular school are prominent people in the industry. Most of them are now judges, and some of them are former, leaders, political leaders in the country. And maybe because that I got that type of education, and she felt good, this would be a waste. Now, we can't take you to one of the best schools in the country, and you end up being just
a broadcaster. Yeah. Yeah.
I think about Zaliga at the time, they were not taking this thing, Yugusagaza, very seriously as an important job that one can do.
Yeah, because it really is, and we all found out this year that we are an essential service as well.
Exactly.
We found out in 2020. If you're just joining us on Vuma 103, it is almost 10:30. This is Till Noon. I'm Vanessa Marawa, and I am honored and very excited this morning to be joined by broadcasting a legend on The Legacy on a Friday, Mr. Vusi Lotswalo. So Vusi, with having owned that 12 to 3 slot, you owned it. There are so many people that can tell a story, like I put it out on social media, and people are like, yes, Vanessa, I remember him, when I used to drive home from school, there's always a memory that's associated to the kind of radio that you used to do at that time. Because one of the questions that came through on my Facebook page when I said any questions from, my followers, the one question that my brother, I'll get his name in a minute, asked, which he said, what happened to radio? He feels like radio has changed.
Oh, yes,
what
I actually saw
radio?
That. Yeah. Very interesting, that someone realized which there was a break in television.
I like the way you put it. Inside joke. Okay, absolutely, yeah.
There was. I think with the changing times and technology started to come in, and it came with its people.
Mm.
When we talk about the technology, obviously, there was broadcasting, And people like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they started doing almost the same thing that you and I are doing, broadcasting. And people are now, there's a lot of broadcasters now. And some of them are on Facebook and some of them are on Twitter. So when that happened, what happened to radio, it also started looking for other broadcasters of these mediums and leaders in that industry, this, which we now call social media. And that's when we started getting to see people like, I'm not sure if I want to mention names, people who call themselves influencers. And people who have followings, you know, a lot of followings out there. You talk about people who have 2-3 million followers on Facebook or on Twitter. And then radio decided that it's the right thing to do. Let's get those people with so many followers to join us in this broadcasting thing. Because since they are broadcasting as well, so they have 2 million followers. So it means, if we, as a radio station, has you know, have 6 million listeners, Mr. Tatalo, 2 million, well, low, or
influenza, yeah,
your influenza. Simhlanga lesenalo 6, so we'd probably have 8 million. Now we can claim to have 8 million listeners, and that's where it all just went wrong.
A little bit patient.
Because
yeah.
Now,
what do you think we lost in that? What do you think broadcasting as an institution, if I put it that way,
yeah,
what do you think that it lost by this mesh-up of trying to mesh two different media spaces?
Because Vanessa Marau has the experience and the knowledge of how to broadcast. Remember, the key word that I'm using here is how to. So the influencer does not or did not have the experience and the knowledge of how to. Because when you're at home and you listen to Vanessa Marau, it's not the same thing as listening to Vanessa Marau when she's at your home. It's a different story. It's very different how you would be saying things to your listeners right now. And it would not be the same way that you'd be conveying this message when you're at home. If you were to tell me about what happened today or what is happening today, Lapana Air Bracken, is it Bracken?
Brackenfell, yeah.
At the school there. You would be telling the story differently when you are on the radio. But if Brackenfell, I don't think you would be telling the story the same way.
Mm.
So it's the how to that makes the difference.
You know,
we lost it when we started bringing people who did not have the know how
to. And looking at the followers, one of the, for me, and maybe I'm thinking that you will relate to that, there's always somebody that welcomes you to the industry when you come in,
yeah,
and you start kind of, you know, making a name for yourself, that will always stick with you.
Yeah.
And for me, it was the late Bob Mabena, and he did it in a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Where he just said, welcome to the theater of the mind.
Yeah.
And I think that is part of what the broadcasting ideal is that if you can paint a picture for umuntu ohlezi ekhaya, umlaleli, or wherever people are, and they can follow you in that on that journey, that is partly what you know, broadcasting is. For you, who was the person that welcomed you and explained to you literally in a couple of words the lay of the land?
I guess I was fortunate that when I started off on the radio, I had, you know, so-called legends. No, that did not come out right. So-called.
Well, they were called that, yes. We had legends.
Let's just leave it at that. I was fortunate that there were people like Usis Nomshado Twala, Umbama Unomshado Twala. There were people like Utreasure Shabalala. There were people like Timudise, Lawrence Dube, and Teboho Matima. I think you just wanted to know about one individual. So I had more than one individual who told me stories of how to do things. One of the stories that I remember was, you know, because I worked closely for the very first time being a broadcaster, I had only Treasure Shabalala there with me. So he was the only person who was actually there, who was holding my hand, which he, this is how to do things, and this is how you should be going about doing this. one of the stories that he told me, he says to me, so he used to call himself that. And there was actually a lesson there. Mm. Is that whenever you broadcast, and then I got to figure out much, much later in the program, Guti, the reason why he wanted me to bring is Thomas and Thomas was that when you broadcast, you don't broadcast to that is just not the way. You are talking to one person. So that was a lesson that I was being given at the time. Good. Whenever you sit here, know that there's one person who has made this appointment with you. Speak to that person. Mm. So that was a lesson. That's how I got my welcome to the broadcasting industry.
I love that. It's such a great story, and I wish I had been taught that as well. I don't know whose picture I would have brought, but it's a story for another day. Out of the music that you've chosen, Vusi, because we've also got a lot of messages on also the social media, people saying, I love his voice. So use that sexy tone of yours and introduce this next song that's playing in the background. I know you know it, and it's your choice. We call him Michael and Elias Zululand. So introduce it, radio voice.
This is Mike's song on Vuma 103. Till noon, this woman's worth.
Maxwell, a choice by our guest on Legacy this morning, Mr. Vusi Letswalo, is in the studio and live with me on Vuma 103. And before we go to the ad, Mr. Letswalo, mm-hmm. Maxwell, why? Why Maxwell?
Maxwell is, he represents the best of neo-soul from the guy's point of view. There's Maxwell, and then there's another brother. He's got a difficult name. I love neo soul. I didn't want to go with popular music like the Beyoncés and everybody else that did, R&B, all this American stuff. That's neo soul is the only kind of genre of music that comes from the US that I like. Mm. So Maxwell is just the epitome of that.
And I love speaking to Vusi because he knows stories about artists that you didn't even know. The legend in the studio with me on Till Noon is Mr. Vusi Letswalo. And I said the lesson being, let it be a lesson to all of us, Sokoti, let's stop looking for things that are very far from us sometimes. The blessing is right in front of you. And Mr. Letswalo, being a part of the Vuma 103 family, because that's one of the questions that I got, Mr. Letswalo, they were like, oh, the musical doctor, where has he been? And I'm like, well, actually, he's right here.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the lessons that you have have learned, especially because you've worked at some of the biggest stations in the country, holding down 12 until 3 for the longest time in the history of that slot, but also just having to adjust and maneuver new management, new stations coming up, a new talent coming up behind you. What's that like? You know, when you've earned your stripes, as they say, and there's always, because it's this industry, there's always going to be people knocking on the door, things changing from under your feet that you weren't expecting. What have been some of the lessons of dodging and changing and trying to maintain and trying to hold on to what you know that you do well?
It's about, you are talking about the lessons that I've learned and how did I manage to get around all of this that's happening in the industry.
Ducking and diving.
It's a very simple thing. I guess one of the major lessons that I've learned was from a former broadcaster. Well, when I say former, he's still a broadcaster, but former. Sometimes the thing is this, we're
seeing.
Let me just say this one lesson that I learned from a broadcaster. His name Glenn Lewis, and he still is the kind of guy that would be DJing at most nightclubs on the weekend, but then he would be on a radio show XCN on a Monday, and still be in a meeting on a Tuesday morning, but he never complained. He would always be there, he'd always be present. But you can see, with no one to over cutting a cogule weekend, got the old Lago Cape Town, go about Bluefontein in Jalunjal. Now, wakes in or four, he goes to do his radio show, and he also needs to be, he's expected to be there, ex any food for a meeting. Ubon is good, And then he says one thing, that he will always be there. And you always got to remember, Guti, you are where you are because someone has, sacrificed for you to be there. And you've got to respect that. And the only way that you can say thank you is to be there.
To show up.
Just be there.
Mm.
And this is one lesson that I've learned, that you've always got to remember where your bread is buttered. You wouldn't be where you are today if it wasn't for these guys, for my 103. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the people that listen to my show. I wouldn't be who I am today, the musical doctor. Very interesting also that I did not give myself that name. And that name was given to me by a listener who has never refused me to see her. Now you know it was a woman.
Okay, Mr. Jose.
I never got to see her, and she refused point blank to.
That was her blessing to you, and that was it. And that's all she wanted
to do. I just ran with that. Yeah. And for me to be there for this individual, I just had to carry this name and carry this cross with me all the way through. Be there.
So I gotta go to the other people that make this show possible. Umlaleli is sending in so many messages today. It's so difficult to go through which one is more important than the other because they're all so beautifully crafted. I said to you earlier, Vusi, that somehow everybody that sent a message on social media, on our WhatsApp line, seems to have a personal story. Like they actually have hung out with you, even if it was on the radio. But it's what you say. So you talk to the person as an individual, and that's a rare gift and a rare skill in this game. Dumi Zung was saying, 1989. This is what I'm talking about. He's talking about 1989. Gisuka AKZN, Gia somewhere. Then I was stuck at Park Station around 2 a.m. Ekseni. And Ubusi was on a graveyard slot, Wadalingoma, and I never moved from him. I was very happy. Lapo, Gilindile got a gunzile psugu, or Ekseni. Yeah. But there he was. He remembers the year. 1989.
Do I even remember being on the radio at that time of the morning?
And we also have Umam Christine, who's definitely been holding on very patiently. Ma Gunjan. Ngiyaphila. Siyabonga ipatience yakho kade ubambile. Ubufuna ukukhuluma nelegend yethu namhlanje uVusi Latsong.
Ukuthi ngendlela engijabule ngayo phela angisamuzwa ngama weekend. And lo mntwana ngisuka kude naye. Yo. Bantu, Vanessa. Ayi, bantu uThixo asigcinele wena.
Mam Christine.
Yebo.
Kunjani?
Ikhona unjani?
Ngisaphila. Anjani amadoda?
Bayenzayo. Ayi. Asisakuzwa phela nge-weekend thina.
Ngikhona nje nge-weekend ukuthi mhlambe uphamba
nenkinga yesikhathi. No, ngabo six. Hayi, leso sikhathi phela sikho right.
Hayi, sengizokhethapha ngaso-ke leso sikhathi. Sengiyabona ukuthi fanele kuhambe thina manje ngisishiyeni inoto ngoba hey.
Enesa, awusebenzi nge-weekend.
Mam Christina, thank you. I know you just wanted to say, you know, you are part of the show. And thank you very much for listening.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Kodwa sengathi ngiqhubekela phambili, nikhule nje.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ube kahle ke nawe. Thank you very much.
Abe right, amadolo. Nami sengazindaba ebengazazi. But thank you, Mam Christina, for that. And that's what I'm talking about, the personal touch. And it's difficult. It's something, it's an unteachable skill.
Yeah,
it's an unteachable skill. And that's why I think that when our brother on WhatsApp or on Facebook asked, Uguti, where did radio go? It's that he's talking about that we can't replicate. A message coming through from Oates International number. I'm trying to get 0.86. Anyway, maybe it says so in the message. It says, Ms. Marawa, thank you for the brilliant show. The guy is legendary. He is the only musical doctor in, or the music doctor in the whole of South Africa. I now call him the music physician. So keep up the good work, and thank you for keeping us entertained. Which I started listening to the doctor in 1992 when I was in Standard 3. My parents liked him so much. Guys, that is what I talk about. Jeez. When I talk about legacy, everybody remembers the year that they remember you from.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing in 1989 and stuff like that.
I guess, you know, this actually speaks about the impact that you had when you went on the radio, that people would remember even the year that you were on the radio because you made an impact. I mean, do you remember the year that Dr. Nelson Mandela was jailed?
Of course I do. Listen, I've got to take a break. We'll be back.
Legacy until noon with Vanessa Marawa.
Oh my goodness, what a Friday. I am just actually blown away and overwhelmed and really, really happy that we got to do this. Vusile Tswalo, thank you so much for being a part of Legacy. The response has been insane, and I know that this personal touch that you, or actual impact that you've had on people's lives is real. It's not just something that we hear about. I've got a caller on the line. Sabona Puti Usevuma.
Hi, good job, Vanessa.
Yeah, Pilika, I want you to talk about Puti.
Nganyeso.
You wanted to say what to Budvusi Ulalele? We've got very little time left.
Budvusi.
Thank you so much.
You know, I was still in high school. The last time on your previous radio, you were doing Talk to Three. The last time. And then since from way back, growing up listening to your music, working together with the legends of Arizona and also and forth. But still, the music, it's still like that. Like we Vuma. You still have that lane, because I've been following you all the time. You see, you know when you're pronouncing the song, you make me understand, even if I don't know the song.
Yeah.
But you know it. But thank you so much, Bavusi. It's the right time for us to Mbonge at this time. As a radio DJ as well, myself. That's why I want to do more on radio. It's because of people like you guys.
Thank you so much, Nganyeso. Have a blessed Friday. So many messages, Vusi. All I can do is read the names of some of the messages. Damita sending in a message just saying thank you. What a legend. With how I instantaneously fell in love with his voice. And boy, does he know his music. Hence, they call him the musical doctor. Another one coming through, Sanele Tom, Princess Noms are also in here. Dee, just playing a little bit of her voice.
Oh, thank you for this beautiful conversation with Vusile Tswalo. You know, in 2018, they broke into my house and stole two TVs, so I was left without a TV. But I started looking for a station to listen to on the radio. And my sister-in-law said to me, just listen to Vuma FM. And I didn't know anything about Vuma FM. And then this one Saturday evening, I was alone. And I searched through and I found 103 frequency. And it was Vuma FM. And Vusile Tswalo was on the radio. And he played such beautiful music. And he introduced me to the music of Ami Faku. I fell in love with Ami Faku's music, the voice. And up to today, I always say I'm so grateful, you know, because even today, I'm still hooked on It's Showtime. And Till Noon, because then I went on to discover Till Noon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's Dee.
Thanks, Dee. Like I said, we see the messages. I'll give them to Busi personally in his personal capacity. Just on behalf of Till Noon, Mr. Letswalo, we just want to say thank you for, you know, honoring the invite. It was important for us.
Yeah.
The whole point of doing Legacy is to give people their flowers while they can still smell them. And we really do believe that you have had this phenomenal impact on the broadcasting industry. And I don't know if that is noted enough times.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for giving me this time to be on your show. And also, whilst we still talk about the thank yous, I also want to say that thank you very much to Vuma 103 for also hosting our students at the Letswalo Broadcasting Academy. I think this was last week that they came through to see how things are being done at the radio station. And I'd like to thank Vuma 103 for that. And also, once again, thank you for the time as well.
Social media and your time slot on the weekend for Umlalel.
It's like I can play back the end of my show. You can always follow me at Vusi Letswalo. Ngikhona ke na ku Instagram at Vusi Letswalo. Uma umpala u Letswalo uthi Letswalo. That's Letswalo. It's been good. It's been great. Till then.
And
do
what I always
nothing love. Till you hear from me.
Do nothing till we hear from Mr. Busi Letswalo. What I always love, and I have to say this before you go,
that's what it's all about. It's because that comes out of your pause.
How
you don't have to think about it. Like, what are you thinking about?
How legend. God bless. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Magwande. Nazo.
Till Noon with Vanessa Marawa, Monday to Friday at 9 a.m. till 12 p.m.